Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm really blessed for this opportunity to share my testimony. I come from a Christian background, Mathoma background. I was born and brought up in Kuwait. I came to know the Lord after we came down over here during the Gulf War. We lost almost everything, everything was shattered. We came over here with nothing, but by the grace of God, we had a house to live in. And, God is good. I led a typical life, you know. I'd never been to meetings or anything, just Sunday school, and, you know, that's it. And after my pre-degree, I got invited to a Christian youth meeting at a friend's place. I attended the meeting. I was very skeptical about it because, you know, I just wanted to see what was happening over there. I came over there and there were lots of youngsters over there, and they were really worshiping the Lord. The word was served, and it was quite a blessing, actually. I heard everything. It really touched me, actually, that day. And, you know, after the meeting was over, I had a chat with a few friends of mine, and everyone was asking me, like, how was the meeting? Did you, were you really blessed? Were you touched? I said, yes, I was. And I came back home. But, you know, from that moment on, I felt a void. I felt something was missing. And I was missing out really on something. I started, I don't know, I started praying. I wanted to know, you know, what was this void inside of me, yet I didn't get an answer or anything. And so I moved on with my life. I went on for my higher studies to a dental college. Things didn't go exactly as I thought it would go, and I had to drop the course and come back due to many reasons. When I came back over here, it was really hard on me. I locked myself up in a room, and I didn't want to face anyone. But I had to make a choice regarding my life on what next. So I was offered a few choices, and I chose to do a course in computer science. So, like, there was an entrance by the Kerala University, and I wrote the entrance test. The results came in, I didn't get through. I didn't get through in the sense, like, I was in the second waiting list at Nyatinga Center. I applied, I didn't get in Trivandrum. At Nyatinga Center, I was in the second waiting list. The admissions were over, and all the seats were filled, they said. And there were 10 people ahead of me who were still waiting for admissions. So everyone said, like, it is totally impossible for you to get an admission because 10 people are waiting out there in front of you, and they have to move out, they have to let go of their seats. But, you know, I was sad, and I just moved on, and I went looking for the opportunity, looking for admission in other colleges. And one day when I got back home, everyone at home was looking at me. They said I had a letter from UIT, that's the name of the college. So I took the letter, went to my room, and sat down, opened the letter. And as I went through, I saw they were asking me to come and join immediately. There was one seat, and classes had already started, and 2 weeks were already up. So I immediately joined. I was like really touched. You know, I just broke down. I wept in my room that day. I cried unto the Lord and thanked Him. I was really blessed. Even before anything, even before I had committed something, you know, God did a mighty miracle in my life. Because I was totally broken. There was no way for me. There was no way and I had my future was hanging. But you know, he has one thing is like the word says, he has you in the palm of your hands, you know, and he will see in his, he has plans for you, plans for a hope and a future. I'm telling you, my brothers, you will never be left high and dry. Never, ever. And then I took a decision from that day that I would attend a Christian church. I found a church and I went to the pastor, spoke to him, and like they, I was really blessed by the way they, by the way things were, the way the pastor spoke to me, you know, I was really blessed. The word was, the word he spoke to me, and he prayed over me, and I told him that I had not been saved, and so he guided me through the sinner's prayer, and I come in. But still, my life was like empty, you know. I felt like there was more to it, and I, nothing really happened for some time, and one day I decided that I need to take water baptism as well, and so I attended the class, and as after the baptism was over, when I stepped out, you know, I felt totally free and light. I knew that that void was not there anymore, and I was no longer doubting. I was no longer, there was no sadness inside of me. I was totally blessed, you know. I was not the person that went that day, and the person that returned back was a new version of me. I can say that. I'm telling you, I've been blessed. I have two kids. I have been blessed with a wonderful family. God is doing amazing things in my life. You know, there are lots of ups and downs. I'll never say life is smooth. There are lots of ups and downs, but God is faithful. And my life, if there's one thing that I would like to tell all of you once more, is like, give your life to the Lord. Let Him be the one for you, and you will never regret. The word says it, the testimonies that you hear, all these testimonies will tell you, everyone is different, everyone's life is different, everyone, because everyone is unique, all of us are unique, we don't have the same thumbprint, we don't have, everyone is unique, everyone is different. And you have a calling, you have a different purpose in life. Be blessed. Thank you for this opportunity. God bless you.